Hello, folks. This is Jim Speary in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Today is September 8th, 2012. It's a Saturday. I've felt that for some time I should update everybody on a journey that recently my wife and I took kind of across the eastern side of the country. Back in July, towards the end of July, we had been thinking about taking a long trip on the back roads of the U.S. in our little Honda Civic. I had a Nissan pickup that I just decided to go ahead and sell to be able to pay for the trip. And we just felt it really important to go take a journey for about a month and visit as many of our 10 grandchildren as we could, and go and have a really mellow time. And so that's what we did. And there were some particular things that I want to share with everybody that might not be able to get the whole picture by writing. I've been a bit slack on my writing these days due to really no excuse. Just didn't have the push to do it, but the experiences we've had in the past month and a half, 2 months are noteworthy, and I just feel to share them with you. And I figured that an audio would be a good way to do this. So let me tell you some things. Most of you know I returned from Afghanistan in April and began doing some talks locally and then regionally and then all over. I've done more than half a dozen talks in various locations, and with the thought of maybe a whole lot of people would get an idea of what I've been doing that haven't been reading the website. And the talks have been very good. The reception has been very good. Some of the venues have been very small. Some of them have been a bit bigger. I haven't charged for the talks, and I haven't asked for contributions or anything. But I thought people would get the idea of what I was doing and take it from there. So far, financially, that hasn't panned out, but it hasn't stopped me, as it never stops me. It just keeps me becoming more creative. So after we did some of the talks, we just had a burden to visit a whole bunch of the grandchildren and to go back east and see some things that other people don't get a chance to see. So we took off at the end of July, toward the last week of July, and we had a friend of ours named Sergeant Ian Weger, who stayed in my house. He was the crew chief on the Blackhawks with the New Mexico National Guard that I was most fortunate enough to fly with on many, many missions. We became pretty good friends, and I needed somebody to stay in my house, and Ian took care of my house while we were gone. We went to Oklahoma and dropped off our cat to my daughter's house, who lives on a ranch, and she and her children, our grandchildren, took care of our cat on the journey. So after a couple of days there in Oklahoma, we headed to the south and ended up at Vicksburg, Mississippi, on the back roads between eastern Oklahoma and Vicksburg, Mississippi. That was just gorgeous. Staying off the interstates is highly recommended. We really, really enjoyed seeing the back roads of the southeast part of the country. Back around the time after September 11th, 2001, we had done the same thing because we were in Oklahoma, and we were headed to D.C. and then got diverted to Savannah, Georgia when 9/11 hit. So it's been about, 11, 12 years since we have done something like that. We stayed the night in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and then went to Fort Rucker, Alabama, where we stayed for a few days with our son Jimmy, and who's a helicopter pilot, and is sitting still for a while, and we were able to visit his he and his wife and his four children, our grandchildren, and we stayed in a cabin there on Fort Rucker at a lake and it was just gorgeous. And during the evening time, a lot of the Apache pilots were doing their training, and it was just so good to just lie there and listen to the next crop of pilots that are being trained at Fort Rucker. And it, of course, it brought thoughts to me, because in the past decade or so, we've lost some friends of my son that were pilots in both wars. And sitting there in the late evenings in the summer skies, listening to the Apache pilots and other pilots train overhead over the skies of Fort Rucker is very somber and very moving. And it's hard not to realize the hollowed ground that we were fortunate enough to be able to be staying at there at Fort Rucker. So I thought of, me and my wife would sit there in the evening on the porch and think about all the others that have passed overhead and are no longer with us. So that was the beginning of how sensitive this journey was to us. It was just very moving. We stayed there about 3 days, and then we went off to the rest of the southeast through Georgia and into South Carolina. We visited a good friend of ours, who both my wife and I worked with, he and his wife, in Kuwait in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2006-2007. We were fortunate enough to work at Al Mubarak Air Base in Kuwait. Going through the back roads of South Carolina was absolutely beautiful. Really loved the people in South Carolina. We stayed there 3 days at South Carolina after having come through some areas in Georgia. It was really good. Then we headed north after 3 days and took the back roads up through North Carolina, through Wilmington, North Carolina, passing Camp Lejeune, called some friends while we were on the road that were in the Marines, or currently in the Marines, that I had been fortunate enough to spend time with both in Iraq and Afghanistan over the past 6 or 7 years. That was moving and touching to pass through, again, more hollowed ground. And just know that America's finest have passed through the same part of the country that I was on. The Camp Lejeune area is absolutely a gorgeous part of North Carolina. Really glad we made the effort to pass through that area. Just really pretty in the summer. Again, though, the enjoyable part was staying on the back roads. From that area, we went up to Elizabeth City, and then into Virginia, and heading into the back areas of coming in the back way to Norfolk, Virginia, where my sister lives. And we were fortunate enough to stay there for a little over 10 days. And then from there, we vacationed out, did some journeys out to Cape Hatteras, all the way down the Outer Banks, swimming in the Atlantic Ocean. Really enjoying the area where the Wright brothers had did their first flight. That whole Outer Banks, Cape Hatteras area is a place I had never been able to see in the past, and was really enjoying the beautiful weather, riding around with my wife and my sister and my sister's convertible Mustang. We just really enjoyed the peacefulness of it. No doubt the East Coast is much more built up than I'm used to out here in the Southwest, but it was really nice. I really enjoyed it. Good scenery, good weather, good times, good fun, good food, all the way down the line. After we left Norfolk, Virginia, after our 10-day stay there, we decided to go over to Bethesda, Maryland. It's about a four-hour drive from Norfolk to the hospital where Walter Reed Hospital is, and in there is where my heart was to go see.